Division 1, the Night Visions, Zechariah chapters 1 through 6. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sebat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were there red horses, speckled and white. Zechariah chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Here is the beginning of the book proper. 8 startling visions pass in rapid succession before the prophet's eyes. This happened in one night, 3 months after his introductory address, which call to repentance was undoubtedly effectual, as the visions indicate. The exact date, month, day, and year that these wonderful symbolized prophecies were cast upon the scene is mentioned. It was emphasized as a day of unusual significance. Furthermore, it is marked several other times in the short prophecy of Haggai, a contemporary prophet. He informs us that it was exactly 6 months afterwards, to the very day, that the remnant began the work again of building the temple. They were stirred up by God through the preaching of the prophet Haggai, Haggai 1, verses 14 and 15. The same date is also mentioned in 3 other instances by Haggai as a day of weighty import, especially as referring to the latter time. In each case, it indicates a separate communication from the Lord, Haggai 2, verses 10, 18, and 20. The second of these messages ends with the following promise, From this day will I bless you, Haggai 2, verse 19. While the third announcement is that the Lord will shake the heavens and the earth and overthrow all the kingdoms of the nations in view of the setting up and establishing of the Davidic throne, Haggai 2, verses 21 through 23. The latter house was represented at that time by Zerubbabel. This day and year, so emphatically pointed out in these 2 prophetic books, is a significant date, which will have its fulfillment in the second of those eventful 7 years of Daniel 9:27. We declare again our positive conviction that Zechariah's visions and prophecies concern that remarkable week of years that is again and again pointed out in Scripture. The prophet Zechariah received a revelation of that period even as truly as did John in the Patmos visions. They are both related to the same time and people and place. The angel of the Lord, the first vision. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were there red horses, speckled and white. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk to and fro through the earth. Zechariah 12, verses 8 through 10. In the night season, Zechariah beheld this imaged prophecy which embraces infinite revelations. It was not a dream. The prophet was not asleep, but in an ecstatic state resembling a trance, wherein all his faculties were in a special sense attuned to the mind and will of God. He was lost to all consciousness of things around him, but acutely conscious of God. The Holy Spirit had complete control of him, soul, spirit, and body, when these pictures of divine purposes were passing before him as moving pictures upon the reel. The first vision was that of a man sitting upon a red horse, which stood among the myrtle trees in the bottom, Revised Version. The latter phrase has been translated in the deep or depths. Behind the man were other riders upon red, speckled, and white horses, a great company, an army, as it were, over which the first man was in command. We believe we are gazing upon the very same company of people, the living creatures, which we behold in the prophecy of Ezekiel 1, but in another guise and at a later period. In Zechariah's vision, they are seen as the army of heaven. They acknowledge the man who is the central figure in the vision by giving their report unto him, which is undoubtedly in order, as we learn from Zechariah 1 verse 13, that he is none other than the angel of the Lord. In other words, it is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, with his heavenly people, his church, who is portrayed there. The time figured is, as was stated, the very time of which Ezekiel and John are telling us the secrets, the 7 years of mighty import as regards the Jews and other nations of the world. Christ will be upon his throne, and the greater part of his heavenly people will be with him at the juncture of this picture. He will be taking to himself his inheritance, though biding his time. The myrtle, hadassim, trees in the bottom or depth, Revised Version, mean nothing else than the saints on the earth, probably the remnant of the Jews who will be in the tribulation. This was the Jewish name of Esther, as we read of Mordecai bringing up Hadassah, Esther 2, verse 7. These believers will be in the depths indeed, but we see by the vision the proof of the scripture that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord and delivereth them, Psalm 34, verse 7. In the very midst of his oppressed and afflicted people, though their eyes may be holden so they cannot see him, yet he will be with them. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them, Isaiah 63, verse 9. And especially will it be so in this case, it will be the time when their punishment should have ceased. Their 7 times of prophesied judgment will be over, but the nations will be the cause of the last terrible tribulation upon the Jews. The Lord allows it because of their second rejection of him. The color of the horse upon which the angel of the Lord rides is not without significance. It is red, the color of blood, judgment, and vengeance. It is a rider on a horse of this color to whom a great sword is handed in order to take peace from the earth so that men should slay one another. Revelation 6, verse 4. The spirit of war is in the hearts of wicked nations. Hence, in the language of the streets, the Lord will let them go to it shortly. Men would wipe each other off the earth if he did not hinder them. God will be obliged to protect men in that terrible day of slaughter. Otherwise, they would all be destroyed. Man will show up the uttermost of his ruin in that day. His helplessness will be manifested to the limit then. God must save man from himself. But to return to the vision, the color of the speckled horses might be said to be sorrel. The word that is translated speckled does not occur as an adjective anywhere else. It probably signifies a mixed color and therefore would indicate that the service of the riders were of various characters, such as judgment and mercy, etc. The white would symbolize righteousness. They are mounted and ready to obey the command of their captain, we would judge from this position. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 9. We are introduced in this verse to another party, although as no other one had been previously mentioned, it would appear it was the angel of the Lord to whom the prophet was speaking. He promised to show or explain the meaning of the riders among the myrtle trees. In the next verse, the explanation is given by the captain of the horsemen, the angel of Jehovah. Hence, we infer that they are the same person. He says, these are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk to and fro through the earth. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 10b. Therefore, we have the divinely given answer as to the identity of the riders on the horses. The heavenly hosts will be in the earth at the time figured here to ascertain conditions. They will give their verdict of the state of the earth, saying, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Zechariah 1, verse 11b. The above is a striking statement. It is butter upon the bread of our interpretation of the prophecy. In this first vision, we are thus given to know just at what time the peace and safety slogan, 1 Thessalonians 5:3, will be in effect in the earth. It will be the time of peace of which the world is so sadly in need, but which will be gained only in the time of greatest danger. Paul declares it is then that sudden destruction shall come upon the people. It is the lull before the storm, the calm before the cyclone. What we further learn by the imaged prophecy is that the Gentile world is at rest in the vision, but all is not right with the Jews. A remnant will have returned, even as was the case in Zechariah's days, but they will still be under the iron yoke of the Gentile powers. And they will be aware of it too, as their degradation and shame in the depths witnesses. The nations of Europe will be in a confederacy and will lord it over the Jews. It will be the time of which Daniel informs us, when they are in covenant relationship with the revived Roman Empire, Daniel 9:27. Those are no doubt the days of the beginning of their sorrows, which will culminate with the Battle of Armageddon. The fact of the presence of the Lord, he stood among the myrtle trees, is another conclusive proof that this is a vision of the seven-year time of the usurpation of the Gentiles. The Lord will not be with his earthly people, the Jews, until the times of the Gentiles are past. He cannot consistently be arraigned against the united world powers unless their tenure of office has run out. Christ cannot justly be crowned king of the Jews if there is a ruler of God's choice, a Gentile king, over them on earth. But there will never be any such man. From the year 1914 on, the times of the Gentiles have been closing. God has other purposes for this world. A new dispensation is dawning, and there is no going back to the old things. The day is breaking, a new day with a new regime altogether. Man must get in line with these ordained plans of God. He has an entirely different order for the new age. A new king is already prepared for the new seat of government. A heavenly kingdom and a heavenly king are due to appear. The angel of the Lord whom Zechariah beheld in the vision is the king of God's choice. At the time figured in the prophecy, he is the anointed ruler, but is not yet manifested on earth in that executive office. His standing among the myrtle trees on the red horse is in sympathy with the believing Jewish remnant. They are in sorrow and rejection because of their former attitude toward him, and he is with them and for them, as his prayer denotes.